In the name of Jesus, amen. Friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead. Alleluia. And what a difference 3 days can make. I mean, we're talking less than 72 hours. And it can either seem as if those days go by way too quickly, like over a much-needed three-day weekend. Or on the other hand, it can seem like they would never end. I mean, Jonah, we are told, spent 3 days and three nights in a belly of a fish. And it would not be surprising if you could ask him that he would tell you they dragged on way too long. And what about the disciples who fled from Jesus on the night that he's arrested and later saw him crucified? The days following Jesus' death must have seemed like an eternity. Their world was shattered. I mean, a week earlier, they were walking into Jerusalem alongside Jesus, who was being welcomed as a triumphant king. And now their hopes of a new kingdom with Jesus as their king were gone. They spend the days now in fear for their lives, trying to make sense out of the last 3 years that now seem to have vanished. But what a difference 3 days can make. 3 days prior, Matthew tells us that two Marys stood by in darkness and watched the crucified Jesus die upon a cross. And they felt the earth shake beneath their feet as he took his last breath. On that Black Friday, the women saw Jesus' dead body wrapped in burial clothes and placed in a tomb. They witnessed a large stone rolled over its entrance. Then Pilate ordered soldiers to seal and secure the tomb where Jesus lay to prevent his body from being stolen. And now, 3 days later, on the first day of the week, at the light of dawn, the same two women come to visit the tomb, only to feel the earth shake under their feet again and to find the great stone rolled away and the entrance of the tomb now open. At the invitation of the angel, the women found no body, no corpse, only the burial clothes where Jesus once laid. He is not here. He is risen. Can you imagine their astonishment? The whirlwind of mixed emotions they must have felt? Fear turning into joy? Despair and sorrow now turned into hope? Brokenheartedness now into elation as they are promised that they and the disciples will see Jesus again. Jesus is risen. He's risen from the dead. What a difference 3 days can make. Going from darkness to light, from despair to hope, from death to life, from crucifixion to resurrection. Yes, those 3 days made all the difference for the entirety of the human race, from Adam on down, for the two Marys, for the disciples, and for you. Jesus' resurrection makes all of the difference. The events of Jesus' resurrection were astounding. It was surprising, even though in hindsight, it shouldn't have been. The appearance of the angel of the Lord, like lightning and dressed in pure white, whose appearance made the trained and tough Roman soldiers collapse like dead men. Now that was amazing. And the women coming to see Jesus, but instead finding an open and empty tomb and being told that Jesus isn't there, but has risen, that is incredible. But still, really, should not have come as a surprise. The angel told the women that Jesus had risen just as he said. Even the night before his crucifixion, right after he instituted his supper, he tells the disciples that he will be put to death. But then he will be raised to life. Jesus even predicts his disciples falling away, but yet still tells them that he will meet them again in Galilee. This was the plan all along. Even at the announcement of his birth, the angel told Joseph that this baby Jesus would be born to save his people from their sins. This was God's purposed plan from the very beginning. This was the mission of our Lord, that Jesus would be put to death by hanging on a tree, but then raised up to life on the third day. I mean, to these events, the Old Testament prophets wrote about them. And even Peter, who once denied the Lord Jesus, went on to preach boldly until his death what he personally witnessed, realizing himself that this was Jesus' purpose from the very beginning of his ministry. His ministry that was finished on his cross and fulfilled in his resurrection for you. Yet, where would you be without the resurrection of Jesus? With his death only, he would still be in the grave, and you would be dead in your sins. Where would this leave Jesus if his body was still in the tomb? As another religious prophet whose grave could be visited and whose life could be venerated? Venerated as a good teacher, a great, amazing physician, an inspiration to the down and out? Or perhaps he would be just another one of the many religious fanatics whose life ended in tragic death. Where would that leave you if Christ was not raised? Where would you now turn for hope in this world that offers so many promises that turn out to be dead ends? Who would you now put your trust in to help you navigate through your life's difficulties? What lengths would you go to find peace in the face of your inevitable death? My friends, the resurrection makes all the difference. Jesus reveals himself not to be just any man, but eternal God, clothed in human flesh. Jesus' pure and righteous life is now given to you in exchange for your sin. Jesus' death on his cross and his resurrection has won forgiveness for all of your sins. Jesus' resurrection conquered once and for all death itself and has secured your eternal life. His resurrection is now your hope of resurrection. And since Jesus has been raised from the dead, so will you who trust in Christ, true God, who became a genuine man to die an actual, physical death for your real and actual sins and has conquered your inevitable death in order to give you forgiveness and life. The resurrection makes all of the difference. And yet, what would be the purpose of going to church, of being here this morning in this place, if Jesus has not been raised from the dead? Without a risen Jesus, the church is just one more social group and a service organization for the community. It would be another place where people could come and hear an encouraging word of how to be a better person, how to be more successful as an individual, or a better parent, better spouse, a better child. What we do in worship here, the rites, the words, the songs, the prayers, would be done to manipulate God to gain His favor so that He would be pleased with our offerings to Him. Church would be a place to learn rules, albeit good rules, to follow in order to please God and to help us get along with each other. This is what church boils down to without a risen Jesus. But the resurrection makes all of the difference. Jesus' word is faithful and true, just as He promised that He would die and rise again. Just as Jesus promised to meet His disciples in Galilee, so now He promises to meet you here, where we are gathered around His word and promised gifts. He comes to you to meet you who are in need of comfort. You who suffer over the death of loved ones. You who now live in the pain of broken relationships. Jesus' resurrection makes all of the difference. He comes to meet you who are in need of hope because your plans and your hopes for this life are running on empty. Jesus' resurrection makes all of the difference. He comes to give you peace, whose lives are now being crushed, filled with expectations and stresses of life and never-ending demands. Jesus' resurrection makes all of the difference. He comes to give you life, who are faced with your own mortality and unavoidable death. And He comes with unending forgiveness for you who are worn and scarred by the sin in your lives, being overtaken by the temptations that face you every day. Jesus' resurrection makes all of the difference. Jesus is not surprised by all that plagues you. And Jesus shows no partiality and is here to meet you and to care for you in all of your brokenness, just as you are. He does all of this because He is alive and His word is living and active and is being delivered to you this very morning. The living Christ and His living word make all of the difference. This morning, the resurrection makes all of the difference for Scarlett and Simone, who have been washed in holy baptism, having their sins washed away and being wrapped in Christ's righteousness. And you too who have been baptized can now cling with unshakable certainty onto the promise that God has made you in your baptism. That your life is now hidden in Christ. And when the risen Christ appears at His return, you too will appear with Him in glory. The resurrection makes all of the difference as our risen Lord gives life and forgiveness through ordinary words, ordinary bread, ordinary wine, making them a holy absolution and a holy meal. All of this He does to care for you through His church, where He promises to meet you and to give you what He knows that you need, the strengthening of your faith in His unfailing promise of life and salvation. Jesus' resurrection makes all of the difference. Resurrection is life. And Jesus' resurrection gives you the certainty of eternal life as He's promised. You who believe in Him, though you die, you shall live. The resurrection of Christ not only gives you the hope of life and death, but also the hope of new life now as we live here, this side of heaven. You have new life now with the promise of an eternal new life to come. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in you and in me to keep us in our faith and to keep our faith alive and ever clinging onto Christ's unfailing promises. And by this faith, we now live as a new creation, new creatures that have been set free from sin to live lives to God. This is God's resurrecting power at work in you, never failing, always working, and forever keeping you in His grace unto eternal life. Christ Jesus is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. And His resurrection makes all of the difference. In the name of Jesus, amen.